I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Barbara, roll call, please.
Councilmember Magnuson.
Present.
Councilmember Broadway.
Here.
Mayor Janda.
Present.
And Councilmembers Butler and Yule are excused.
Okay, first on the agenda, council reports. Any report, George?
No report tonight.
Ken?
No report.
Okay, I did attend an air board meeting last week, and we had some concerns regarding some development thresholds that the board was requiring or requesting to change, or the staff was requesting to change. And other than the questions I had with the help of staff, there wasn't any other questions or discussion by the rest of the board members, so that motion passed. So it goes into effect immediately on any new projects. And if you need any other information.
How does that affect?
It was some development threshold, so any new project, and Rick could maybe speak, or Mark could speak more on that.
Without spending too much time on it, the new thresholds would require greater mitigation, and our concern was that a couple of questions. One was, if it's effective immediately, what about the projects that are 80, 90, 95% already through the process? Do they have to start over, or do they get to finish? That was one of the questions, because it seemed inappropriate to make them start over. Second was that it would require extensive mitigations. In some cases, the mitigations would be cost prohibited. Mark, what was the third one, do you recall, or Laura's not here tonight?
Well, another issue or concern was that there's different air districts, and so, yes. You know, were we somehow, our district being more stringent than another, are they going to be ultimately working together so that they're achieving similar goals, you know?
So we was regional then. It wasn't Placer County.
No, it's just Placer County, right. And that was our concern, that the other air districts may have a different set of standards, creating a unfair economic advantage or competitiveness. We're told that the others are trying to reach these same thresholds, but haven't necessarily yet.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Sure. Ken, go ahead.
If I may, actually, on a different topic, Mr. Mayor, just from a report perspective, I do apologize. I wanted to report I did attend a breakfast this morning that was held in Roseville with Lance Fritz, who is the current CEO of the Union Pacific Railroad. There were a number of members of his staff, as well as members of the council from Roseville, as well as the chamber. It was a great, great meeting. Talked a lot about what Union Pacific is doing in our area, as well as California, to continue to grow their business and some of the challenges. We talked a little bit about how we could work collaboratively on the properties that are along the railroad in Rockland, on enhancing those in the downtown area. So we'll be following up with their personnel on that as well. So I apologize for not commenting on that earlier.
No, not a problem. Great. Thank you. Agenda modifications. I've had a staff request to move item, what is it? Item 13 after item 16. So do the bid action items 14, 15, and 16 first, and then go back to item 13.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Any other agenda modifications? No? Okay. On to the consent calendar. Any consent calendar modifications?
No, not for me.
Okay. Any member of the public like to pull an item off the consent calendar for discussion? Seeing none, I'll accept a motion.
Move approval.
I'll second.
So a motion and second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion passes. So item 8, swearing in of our new planning commissioner, Ms. Jill Gallardo.
Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, and state your name.
I,
Jill Gialdo.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
State of California.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the Constitution of the United States.
To the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties upon which I am to enter.
The duties upon which I am to enter.
Congratulations.
Yay.
Would you like to say a few words, Joe?
Very few words. thank you. I am truly honored. I appreciate the vote of confidence. I'm ready to go to work, and I'm really excited about the opportunity to serve, and I appreciate it very much.
Great.
All right.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Dan, your life's about to change.
He's never home today.
Okay. Next on the agenda is citizens addressing the council. Citizens can address the council on any item that is not on the agenda. We can't take any action, but we'd certainly love to hear any issue that you'd like to bring forward. Seeing none, we'll move on to public hearings. So item 10, 11, 12 are continued at a later date. Okay. So then that'll bring us to our bid action. We moved item 13 down. So item 14, Justin.
Good evening, Mayor, Council members. This evening we have before you a bid for ADA ramp upgrades at various locations throughout the city. We have a budget of about $200,000 to do these upgrades, and if we find any other funding sources, this bid allows us to use this contract for the rest of this fiscal year and for an additional 2 years if we choose to extend that contract. So the more funding we identify for ADA upgrades, specifically to concrete work, awarding this bid will allow us to do that work. So if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer at this time.
Great. Thank you, Justin. So we're using some CDBG grant funds.
Yes, we are.
This, and those are annually awarded.
That correct? Is correct.
So in future years, if we're awarded again, some of those funds we can use.
And every year we have to go through the process of allocating the HUD dollars, but we also have the ability of using some of our gas tax dollars for ADA ramps. So that's also another funding source for us.
Excellent. Great. Any other questions by council, Ken or George?
No. Nope. I think. Great project.
A member of the public like to comment on this item? Seeing none, we'll come back to council.
Move approval.
I'll second.
It's for 14A and B. We do both at once.
What is that here? Yeah, they're both resolutions. I'll move both resolutions.
And I will second both.
Okay. There's a motion and second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Item 15, Police Department Parking Lot Extension. It's also Justin.
Yeah. Thank you. At this time, I'm going to share just from the staff report because this is, I think, a good little project. On June 28th, 2016, the City Council approved in this fiscal year budget along with Resolution 2016-167, which approved our capital investment plan, which included the police department parking lot extension, adding additional parking spaces adjacent to the police department. This will also add additional ADA parking and access to that area. The bid was, or when it was put out to bid, we received four different construction companies. Right now, the base bid from Western Engineering was at $82,000 or $82,650. With an alternate to do some additional parking along the wall facing the police department of $30,950. So tonight, we're recommending that we award the full amount of the base bid plus the alternate plus contingency for a total of $130,000 or $130,640. This is our first project that we're doing out of the COP bond funds, and if you have any questions about this project, I'd be happy to answer them at this time.
Question: How many parking spots are we adding out there?
We are adding
30.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Where exactly?
How many of those will be ADA?
One slot will be ADA. Actually, two, because we have the taking advantage of the van accessible area.
Okay. Is that enough?
We have some already in the existing parking lot, so I think so, yes.
Okay. I thought there was just one there. I guess there's two.
There's two.
Okay. So where are those going to be located?
If you are coming into the police driveway, if you go through the roundabout, mm-hmm. And if you continue onwards, you'll have the 30-minute parking to your left, and on your right you have some parking stalls. This would be in addition to that. We have a dirt area over there, and it would put parking along that side and against the wall as well.
And I'm sorry. So, yes, I understand the ADA.
Oh,
actual parking, where are those going to be located in the new?
They would be actually in the center of that parking, because we have a ramp or a walkway that we're adding that connects to the quarry park, and that, so it would be on the dirt lot side, kind of in the middle, right by the street light. So with that walkway that's going to extend from quarry park, the ADA parking would serve both the quarry and the police driveway.
So I didn't even have to ask the second part of that, because you did for me. So okay. Thank you. That's sure. Perfect. Thank you very much.
Just to add, the project actually includes adding a small strip of sidewalk to connect the ADA to the existing path that's already part of quarry park.
Okay. Great. Thank you, Rick.
Great. Is there any member of the public like to comment or have a question on this item? Seeing none, we'll come back to council.
Move approval.
And I'll second approval A and B.
There's a motion and second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
That would have been for both resolutions.
Sure.
I'm sorry.
All right.
You want me to go back in a minute and re-vote on it?
I think it was clear. Okay. The second.
Great. Motion passes. Item 16, Whitney Community Park Backstop Pole Replacement.
Good evening, Mayor Janda and members of the council. David Mullenbrook with Environmental Services. Last spring, we experienced some heavy winds, which created damage at the ball field number 3 at the Whitney Community Park. The backstop fencing had, because of a request from the Little League, Pony Little League, we had erected some sunscreen fabric onto the fencing, and that effectively acted as a sail during the high winds, and then the poles for the backstop were bent. So we worked with the risk management department to determine if this loss was covered by our insurance. Ultimately, it was determined so, less a $5,000 deductible. So we went out to bid with it, received one bid from Crusader Fence Company. Their bid was for $45,989. We're therefore recommending that the council approve the bid for that amount plus a contingency of $6,898, bringing the overall total to $52,887. If there are any questions, I'd be happy to answer those.
Okay, George.
So we have a $5,000 deductible
on this particular loss.
Okay. And if it exceeds the bid here, does the insurance company pay the difference?
You put
a contingency of $6,000. So our liability still is only $5,000.
That's correct.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure we weren't biting the bullet at $11,000.
No, the city's portion will only be the $5,000.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Have we reviewed with all of the youth groups that use the fields limitations on placing any additional sunscreens up on the
We have X-ray. Not had those discussions. They're aware of the damage that was caused by it. This was one, as the insurance company representative spoke to us, you're allowed to make this mistake once, but don't make it twice. And so we've learned a difficult lesson here and will not be installing shade screen in the future.
Okay, and I understand that the shade screens are used to help reduce the sun glare behind the batters, which is really a safety issue for pitchers. So there may be a need to have discussions with our youth groups.
In other cities I've worked in, it's kind of like raising the net behind the field goal kicker. You raise it up for games, and then you take it down after the games. And that's a fairly easy solution, frankly. Just okay. Set of pulleys and some screen, and you pull it up and pull it down. So
great.
We'll work with them accordingly.
Perfect. And I was thinking they could pull their hats down a little bit more, too.
Put the black under their eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Great. Thank you, David.
You're welcome.
Is there any member of the public like to comment on this item? Seeing none, we'll come back to council.
I'll move approval of bid item 16 A and B.
Second.
So a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Okay. So we'll go back to item 13, prohibiting marijuana use on public property. Dan.
So there's two proposed ordinance approvals on the agenda, which would prohibit marijuana use on public property. As you may be aware, on the November 8th ballot, the statewide ballot, is Proposition 64. If Proposition 64 is enacted, it will take effect immediately and be in effect on November 9th, 2016. As a summary of Prop 64, it does a variety of things. First of all, it would, if it's passed, legalize the non-medical use of marijuana by persons 21 years of age and over. In addition, individuals can cultivate up to 6 marijuana plants. It also creates a state regulatory system for commercial cultivation, testing, distribution, and selling of marijuana, and a state regulatory agency to oversee that. And allows local governments to prohibit and regulate and license commercial non-medical marijuana as well. For personal use, specifics would be that anyone over 21 years of age may use or smoke marijuana products. There's a limit on how much they can have, hold, and carry. And in addition, you can possess, plant, or cultivate up to 6 plants. There are some restrictions on the personal use. They're highlighted before you in the Proposition 64. There shall be no smoking or use in a public place, except where authorized locally. One of the purposes of the proposed ordinance is to define what public place means, and I'll go into that later. Second, there should be no marijuana smoking where smoking tobacco is prohibited. There's a limit within 1,000 feet of schools, daycare centers, and youth centers. There's no smoking while you're driving or riding in vehicles. In addition, cities may prohibit smoking and possession in buildings owned, leased, or occupied by the city. Again, that's one of the purposes of the proposed ordinance, to take action by the city of Rockland to actually prohibit marijuana use within cities buildings and property. And employers may maintain drug-free workplaces. So employers may have policies regarding their employees regarding the use of marijuana. So for the city's purposes, local governments may reasonably regulate the indoor cultivation of up to 6 marijuana plants. The existing Rockland Municipal Code, Chapter 17.81, reasonably regulates indoor cultivation. There's zoning restrictions on indoor cultivation, which the city staff believes is consistent with the state law. There may be a need to modify, slightly amend those sections if the law passes, and as we learn more about the cultivation of 6 marijuana plants. It includes you can have greenhouses and other structures, which we believe our ordinance allows. Local governments may also prohibit personal outdoor cultivation, which the Rockland Municipal Code already does in Section 17.81.030, which would remain valid after the passing of Proposition 64. The state licensing structure, I just listed the state agencies that will be regulating the use of marijuana and the growing and cultivation and business of marijuana. It will take a while for the state agencies to develop a system and issue licenses. The licenses must be issued by January 1st, 2018. So if the proposition passes, the city staff and the council can evaluate whether or not the city would like to also regulate in this area. So finally, we have the proposed ordinance, and as indicated in the purpose is to restrict and regulate the use of marijuana on public property and on property owned, leased, and rented by the City of Rockland, consistent with parameters of Proposition 64. So Section 8.34.05 states that smoking or use of marijuana is prohibited on public property, recreation areas, and sports arenas. And then finally, those locations are defined within the ordinance. The recommendation is that you take, well, the recommendation was that you took two actions. First of all, to approve an urgency ordinance. And urgency ordinances are allowed to be effective immediately if it's immediately necessary for the preservation of public peace, health, or safety. The proposed urgency ordinance contains findings and reasons why, given the proposed Proposition 64 and it's if passed, it would be effective immediately, and the need for the concern that patrons visiting our public parks and other public places as defined in the ordinance would not be exposed to others that may be using marijuana. So that's the purpose of the urgency ordinance. The urgency ordinance requires a 4/5 vote of the council. And as tonight, there's only three council members. Staff's recommending that the urgency ordinance is postponed, and we'll bring that back to the council at the next council meeting. But we do ask that you take action on the regular ordinance, which would be the first reading at tonight's meeting, with a second reading at the following meeting, and that would be effective 30 days thereafter. So if there's any questions, I can answer questions. Captain Butler is also available, and we can discuss that. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, Deanne. Any questions, George? Go ahead.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, I go to the park, and there's this, well, first of all, let me back up. I'm not opposing this ordinance, either one, really. But how does it compare with people that just sit out there and smoke? Let's say they go to the Rotary Club pavilion out there where the barbecues are and all the tables, and they're just sitting there smoking. How does that compare? I just hate smelling the smoke. Being an old smoker, I just hate the smoke, you know? So what can we do to make it equitable where you don't have to worry? You just don't smoke in the parks.
Currently, the Rockland Municipal Code Section 12.20.055 designates that smoking in parks states there's no smoking in parks if designated. So the general rule is that there can be smoking in parks unless it's been prohibited. The director of parks, there is a policy that can prohibit parks, and our practice has been if there's certain locations that are posted, that those locations are the smoking is prohibited. And staff can help if there's any additional details as to how that's being implemented. It is possible to have an ordinance with the opposite rule, that there's no smoking in city parks unless there's a designated smoking area. So that an ordinance could be drafted to change that rule, but currently it's allowed unless it's posted or designated.
Well, I mean, that would seem to me maybe as an in-between type of situation, a win-win on it per se. But I mean, so if we have people that want to go up and use the, I'm still going to call it the Sunset Center, but it's the Rockland Event Center. You know, if they have a wedding or something there and people want to go, if we have a designated smoking area way out in the middle of nowhere or behind the buildings where most people aren't going to go, I don't want to completely prohibit it, but I want to have people feel free to walk around and not be subjected to cigarette smoke if it can be contained in one area or another. I don't know what anybody else feels about it, but...
As an example, at our concerts this past spring and summer, we did have a designated smoking area that was off from the major crowd areas, which speaks to what you're talking about. And I think this would be something we can visit with regard to tobacco products in our parks and see which direction you'd like to go with. I want to clarify tonight, though, the ordinance is regarding marijuana use, which would be prohibited, period, which is different than tobacco at this point.
Well, I just thought it was a good point to bring up.
It is.
Because it'll probably come up when I'm not here any longer. And so I just wanted to plant a seed. With only three meetings left, I know it would take longer than that to get it going.
Yeah, no, I agree, George. Good points. So that brings a question about posting signs came up. So since it's if we approve this, it would be prohibited, and there would be no need to post signs, or it would just be an ordinance?
Correct. As to marijuana, there would be no smoking or use of marijuana on city property. And the purpose of the ordinance is to define the public place for purposes. One of the purposes is for Proposition 64, which would include streets and sidewalks and city property.
Okay. Ken, any questions?
Yep, no questions.
Yep. All right. Does any member of the public like to comment on this item? Seeing none, we'll bring it back to council. So we are not considering 13A. Is that true? Or do
correct.
We
need 4/5 of you. So 13A we cannot take action on tonight, but we can take action on 13B,
okay,
which is the traditional ordinance, and the request is to waive the first reading and introduce it by title only.
Okay.
I'd like to move approval of 13B, Your Honor.
By
can we read the title of the ordinance
only?
To
oh,
comply
by
with the requirement?
Only. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thanks. Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
We just saved you guys about 30 minutes. I have to read every word in the ordinance. Probably more than that, even if I speed read. Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move that we move 13B by title only.
All right. I'll second that. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Go ahead, George.
I would like to move approval of the reading of the ordinance of the City Council of the City of Rockland, adding a Chapter 8.34 to the Rockland Municipal Code prohibiting marijuana use on public property.
I'll second the motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Thank you
motion
for
passes.
Saving me.
Thank you, Deanne.
Huh.
Okay. So, next is announcements and brief reports. We kind of covered a little bit of that earlier.
Before we go off,
sure.
Deanna, I think that was a great presentation. Thank you very much. First, I thought you were just like, what? She's got one heck of a memory. And then I saw you were reading all the stuff off the chart there. How does she memorize all those ordinances? So I was looking at her. I wasn't looking at the computer screen. So she is a very intelligent person, and it was a great presentation. Thank you.
Thanks. Any announcements or brief reports? Nope. City manager report, any comments?
I do have one item in addition to the written report I provided you. You have a copy of a letter that has the City of Roseville letterhead, but it's actually a draft letter to be signed by the city managers of the City of Lincoln, the City of Roseville, and myself as the city manager for Rockland. We, the three of us, wrote a letter several months ago to Mr. David Bosch, County Executive for Placer County, asking that they keep the cities well aware and engaged and involved in the process as they move forward the Placer Ranch Pacific Plan. As you recall, at our last council meeting, I reported that we didn't get an update, and all of a sudden they presented their findings to the Board of Supervisors. So we're now proposing to write a second letter, again under the signature of the three. But particularly, if you turn to the last two pages, we've identified specifics this time about things we'd like to be made aware of in advance so that we can see if this project, and this is the Placer Ranch project, has any impacts on the city. Now, we're not opposing the project. We just want to be aware of any potential impacts that could affect us. So I highlighted a few things just to address, such as prior to determining environmental review, county shall consult with city regarding the type of document to be prepared, the models, assumptions, methodologies, et cetera, et cetera. I want to make sure we're all speaking the same language and doing the same thing. And I won't go through all of these, but basically we give specifics on data that we'd like to have and have the opportunity to review and give comment to with regard to as they move these projects forward. And because of the specific nature of this letter this time, I wanted to bring it to your attention and advise you that it's our intent as the three city managers that send this letter, but we want you to be well aware of it. And if you have any concerns, please let me know. Mm-hmm. The whole purpose is to avoid disputes moving forward and to make sure that as mitigations are determined, they understand what the impacts are and that we are properly represented at the table.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you.
Will you be addressing the traffic impacts? And I'm really curious because of the Placer Parkway. I want to make sure that they collect enough funds from those folks to help offset some of it.
Yeah, item 3, detailed analysis of traffic impacts and public services. So, yes, okay. Among many others.
All right. Thank you.
Of course,
you.
We're going to be keeping an eye on the landfill as a part of this process, too, and I know you will.
Well, I will for...
for a little while.
For
you've done it for
another
2 months.
And a half.
26 years. What's 2 more months?
Well, I'll keep a track on it for a lot longer than that, but I won't have any official say.
You can return a report, though.
Yeah.
Good. That'd be great. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Rick. Any city attorney?
I'm happy to report there's 15 applicants for this recruitment of the city attorney position, and there's 3 more days their applications will be received.
Wow. That's fantastic. Good. Any future agenda items?
Is there going to be a culling process on it, or...
Yeah.
Not all 15 people are going to be
pursuant to the contract that we entered into with the recruitment agency. They will go through an initial review and calling, using your words, and recommendations for follow-up.
Okay. Thank you.
Great. Thanks. Any future agenda items? Nope. Future strategic planning items?
Ooh. So, just part of a quick reminder of Friday's meeting, 9 o'clock.
Right.
Thank you.
Strategic planning session, which is certainly open to the public, 9 o'clock in here. We're going to be meeting here, yeah, on Friday. No action on public financing authority. No action on city council acting as successor agency. So at this time, we're going into closed session. Conference with legal counsel under existing litigation, as noted in the agenda. Is there any public comment before we go into closed session? Seeing none?
Boy, the students really got lucky tonight. Gee, yeah, we only have a 35-minute meeting. Gee whiz.